Oh, good evening, everybody. Welcome to Planet FM 104.6. It is 6:30 on a Monday night, which must mean it is time for only one thing, and that is the Third and Footlong Show. Welcome to the show. My name is Darren Lees.
And I'm DT.
That was a bit aggressive of me, wasn't it? My name's Darren Lees.
Your name is Darren
Lees. It is Darren Lees.
And you sound like you're going to be talking about DT instead.
No, absolutely not.
Or maybe the beers?
Do you want to know something else?
Beer down.
Do you know something else?
Yeah.
Football's back, baby!
I thought we were going to talk about how I couldn't fit your mohawk on camera.
I know. My dear, lovely hairdresser who I've been, like, associated with for 16, 17, 18 years, unfortunately became ill over the weekend, and I was meant to have my hair cut yesterday, and look at it. Look at it.
It's very tall.
It's high, isn't it?
It's voluminous.
So Paranorman, if anyone knows Paranorman, the...
Yes.
That's me.
Animated show.
That's right, yeah, that's me, Paranorman. So, football's back?
Yes. Let's go.
Oh, if we get time tonight, we'll talk a bit about week one, because, boy, there were some winners and there were some big losers.
And the Houston Texans have another great defensive star.
But they got no offense.
I know, but H-Town, let's go.
H-Town. So, as always, don't forget to get on our socials. Really does help the show. Get onto YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. Subscribe, follow, comment, do all those sort of things. Really does help the show. Otherwise, Planet FM will kick us off for being unpopular.
We don't want that.
We don't want that. And none of you want that, because you'll have nothing else to do at 6:30 on a Monday night. And when the season starts proper, you'll be like, oh, where's those guys gone? If only I'd have pressed subscribe.
Just please press subscribe.
Yeah, wherever it is on the screen, that side, yes.
Yeah.
So, NFL is back. How was your weekend?
My weekend was good, yeah. My computer's making a weird sound, so I'm not sure if we have sound effects tonight.
I was kind of like, I was listening, I thought it was my headphones, and I was trying to adjust everything.
Mine. Yeah. And then I was like, oh God, is there like a helicopter? You know how the police helicopter was out all day today? And you were like, oh no, is that overhead now?
Is that because people are running around with guns at shopping malls, or cinemas are burning down?
I have no idea, but if you look at what is the police helicopter doing, that website is still live where it says it's choppery.
It's choppery. The cinema by me burned down over the weekend. Well, not burned down, but set on fire.
I didn't actually know there was a cinema near you.
Oh, it's when I say near me, like 25 minutes away. Because
okay.
Nothing's near me.
Yeah, that's what I thought. No. I thought you were kind of middle of nowhere.
So, did you do anything for the weekend? Please tell me you didn't just work this weekend. Because that would be three weekends on the trot.
Let me just look at my calendar. I'll look at my calendar.
And people won't just see. I'll tell you what I did. Friday night, I went out for a wedding anniversary.
Oh, nice.
Yes. Did you 26 enjoy? Years. Yes. I drank a few.
I'm glad you remembered.
Yes. Tomorrow, how about this? Back to back.
Back to back.
Celebrating the 21st birthday tomorrow.
You're going to be a bit rough
I
this
am.
Morning.
And I've booked the afternoon off work especially.
You really
to drink
be rough.
Again. So yeah. I don't know how Wednesday's going to go. So if anyone's got
poorly.
A meeting with me on Wednesday, forget that. That's not going to be worth it. I've been watching preseason games.
Mm-hmm.
And then I did a rehearsal for a show.
Nice.
And I had a weird moment about you over the weekend.
Oh, dear.
Because you know I got a dog.
Yes.
What's his name?
Bear.
The other day he jumped up me, so what did I say?
Bear down!
Bear down! I was like, oh, Christ, there it's her. So, yes. So, there you go. So, come on, what's the calendar then? What did you do?
I saw Spider-Man on
Friday. Oh, how good's that film?
It was fine.
Oh, you're only on the 6 out of 10 vibe on it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
I was 7.5. I'm not really a superhero
film
person.
No, I was
surprised
that you liked it, because you really aren't anything to do with sci-fi.
Maybe I was just excited to leave the house.
That's
because I generally don't do films either, especially 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
It was lengthy.
That and D23 I also watched to see what was coming up with Disney.
Okay.
Yeah.
Without giving it away, spoiler alert, I kind of worked out who was really behind everything in Spider-Man after about an hour.
Okay.
I was kind of like, yeah, I kind of think it's going to be that person.
I'm actually surprised you worked it out before it was announced in the film.
Yeah,
because you don't really do superheroes at all.
No, but I'd kind of like, I think either the actor was almost trying to lead you there or kind of wasn't doing a very good job of being inconspicuous. I was like, yeah, it's definitely them. And I even, like, nudged the people I was with, which obviously really pleased them halfway through. Yeah. They're like, yes, I know. I was like, look.
Do you know, over the weekend, the X-Men cast got announced for the new X-Men film that's coming as well.
And I absolutely was not looking for that.
Yeah, I didn't think you were.
Was Patrick Stewart in it?
Nobody is in Doomsday coming up.
Ah.
I'm not sure how they're going to work with the timelines yet.
My wife won't even watch it. He's, like, he's her favourite actor all time.
Patrick Stewart?
Yeah.
Does she watch American Dad?
Nah, but she's into Star Trek.
Okay, because I was just saying, American Dad, he's on that.
Do you watch sci-fi?
Yes. And we've already had this discussion off camera.
No, no. Well, I thought we should have it on. Just so I could show my absolute, like, disregard for sci-fi. And you watched James Bond as well, didn't you?
Yeah. What? There's more action, though. Did you just want to, like, ASMR the whole radio show, the whole...
Yeah, I'm just going to...
There's less things Aaron doesn't like. There's a lot of them.
Well, we're going to start off with something called Brussels sprouts.
Would you like? We can give this a go.
Give it a go. Let's do it.
No. Might need to buy a new aux cord.
Oh, I wonder if it was that end. Do you want to play it again?
Oh, no.
No, it's not that.
I don't, but it's working.
Oh, my God,
so
oh, my God, oh, my God, this is happening.
Wow.
Well, it's such a big segment to talk about.
Well, anybody that, like, yeah.
Do you know, Darren, that these are my favourite vegetables?
And do you know, that they're one of my least favourite vegetables?
So would you like to now do your...
So you obviously voted yes.
Yes.
Awful. I voted hell no.
I love Brussels sprouts.
Well, how do you prefer to have them done?
Okay, I like them all forms. I like them roasted. I like them boiled. I like them in salads. I like them with garlic sautéed. Mm-hmm.
I like it when you put them in a pan, sort of roast them, you know, like fry them for about 20 minutes. You know, throw in a few sort of like herbs and that, and then cover them in cheese.
And then put your
foot on the bin and then empty them straight in.
Why would you waste cheese like that?
Oh, just for the fun of throwing Brussels sprouts in the bin. So I'm on Food Facts, yes?
Yes, you are.
So, surprise, surprise. Named after Brussels in Belgium, where they are widely cultivated in the 13th century, they grow in tight clusters along a thick central stalk and are packed with vitamin C and K.
They also need frost. Do you have that as one of your facts?
Fact number one.
Do you have the frost?
Growth and taste.
Go for it.
Cold weather friendly.
Mm-hmm.
See? Frost improves their flavour by turning starches into natural sugars, making them less bitter.
Yeah.
Because Brussels sprouts are like the old. What kinds? Yeah, I don't know if it might be in here, actually. Brussels sprouts of old used to be like, ugh. And then scientists have really changed.
Also, Brussels sprouts grown in countries like New Zealand taste very different to ones in Europe. Europe, the Brussels sprouts taste way better.
You think?
Yes.
They were gross in the UK, but maybe that was just my mom.
It's just like British food, though.
Yeah. So high yield, a single stalk can produce between 60 and 100 individual sprouts. Overcooking releases sulfur, creating a strong smell. Roasting caramelizes them and brings out a nutty flavour.
Mm-hmm.
Nutrition and health. Vitamin powerhouse. An 80-gram serving provides more vitamin C than an orange.
Oranges are good, though, as well.
Satsumas are good.
I can't deal with satsumas.
Oh, I can't be dealing with oranges. You get all that rind stuck on it.
I can't deal with satsumas.
Yeah, you're a rind eater.
That sounded weird. And I can't with satsumas. I really hate them. Every single time I accidentally buy satsumas, it pisses me off so much. Especially when people just call them a mandarin, so I buy them and then I eat it.
Oh, don't call them mandarins.
Oh,
they're so different.
No, and then I buy them thinking, oh, yeah, mandarin. And then
satsumas are so different.
They're disgusting.
They're just the skin comes off so easy.
Absolutely.
So funny you just swore as well. I was like, great, you're the first person to swear on the show.
I didn't. I said,
No, you said the P word.
Piss off.
Yeah.
That's weird.
I'm very sorry, Planet FM. May only be me on the show next week.
That's fine.
High in vitamin K, you've done that. Oh, yeah, but essential for healthy blood clotting and bone strength.
Do you mean
is that
like
why
not,
you think you could crush me?
Do you mean not blood clotting? Because I thought blood clots were bad.
For healthy blood clotting. Healthy. As in, like, for if you cut yourself, you clot up really quickly and you don't bleed out and stuff. Essential for healthy blood clotting and bone strength. So you eating your... When we go out onto the field, this is why you think you're going to crush me, right?
I also have a ton of dairy a day, so I'm sure my calcium deposits are fine.
Antioxidants contains glucraphanin. Glucraphanin, which converts into sulforaphane when chopped or chewed to help fight cell damage.
Okay.
Here goes everybody's favourite section. Chemistry. Weird sprout history and myths.
I want to know a myth about Brussels sprouts, Darren. Let's go.
Demon traps.
Oh, my God.
In old medieval times, people thought bad spirits lived inside the leaves. Cutting a cross shape at the bottom was meant to chase the demons away.
I can't. That's so funny.
What, that it's a demon trap? Stinky science. Boiling them too long breaks down the sulfur that makes them smell like a rotten egg. Taste upgrade, here it is. Old sprouts tasted very bitter. Scientists in the 1990s bred new types to make them sweet and mild. Gene test. Some people hate the taste because of a special gene.
I feel like you have all these genes.
I reckon the people, we need to now do a survey. If you like sprouts, do you like coriander? If you hate sprouts, do you hate coriander? To see if it's the same gene. Oh. If you have it, the veggie tastes extra bitter. Crazy records and facts. Giant size. The biggest Brussels sprout ever grown weighed a massive 18 pounds.
Did someone just say their cabbage was a Brussels sprout?
That's right, yeah. Just this enormous cabbage. 8.83 kilos. How many facts for such a non-existent vegetable? Speed eating. One hungry person once ate 31 whole sprouts in just one single minute.
That's a lot of chili.
That is. That's two per second. Like that's one every 2 seconds.
You maybe like mushed it or something.
Tree power. People in the UK once used real sprouts to create enough electricity to light up a Christmas tree. How? Would you just eat them until you created enough wind?
That's what I was thinking. Turbines? Gas turbines? I don't know.
Tree growth, they do not grow low in the dirt like a lettuce. They pop out all along a giant stalk that looks like a mini tree trunk. There you have
Brussels
sprouts. Before we go to the poll, comments.
There you go.
You know when I learn something new about you every week on the show?
That I like Brussels sprouts?
Yes. When I sent you the poll and you went, yes. I actually learned something about one of my daughters, who's like 25 this year, and I never knew this fact about her.
Yeah, you'll know. No.
No. We'll get there.
Okay.
Mark from Leeds. Chicago Bear supporter.
Better.
He's very happy about this whole bear down thing every week.
Better.
Finely chopped and fried off with bacon, pancetta and lots of butter and pepper, but only on Christmas Day.
And why would you limit yourself?
Well, I went, wouldn't you do it like as a birthday treat? And he was like, no, never.
Damn.
And I was like, and I replied, bearing down on the Brussels sprout. Carolyn from Brisbane wrote, Mark Wood, exactly. She's down on the Christmas Day only thing.
This is very limiting.
I know.
Like, I guess they are a bit expensive over here in New Zealand, but...
My daughter. Limiting. In Australia. Mm. Never tried one.
What? How have you never fed her one?
How? Like, I mean, the problem is my wife doesn't really cook them because she knows I hate them. And I don't think any of the other kids like them. But she's never tried one. And I'm like... Anyway. Chiefs Kingdom. Stuart from the UK. Chiefs Kingdom. Never.
Can't remember that one, sorry.
I presume that means never, ever. Then Candice from Auckland, she went one step further than commenting. She even sent us a nice picture of a Brussels sprout meal.
That looks delicious.
I don't know.
I like the nuts.
Yeah, well, they look nice when they're like that. It's when you put them in your mouth that it changes. Sophia from Auckland. Brussels sprouts should be eradicated from the planet. That's a vegetarian as well. That's a vegetarian hater. To which Candice then came back and went, Sophia, it's how you cook them. Try this. Finely shave with a mandolin and then stir in pesto and seasoning. Roast until crispy on some edges. Can toss in some nuts too. To which Sophia then came back. I love it when they go at each other. That sounds lovely. If only it wasn't a Brussels sprout.
Oh dear.
I'm going to go out with you now on the sacking front. Karen from Auckland. I think it's because... No, thank you. I think it's because my mother bought the shit out of them.
I'm very confused where
we were going. And then she came back again and went, I think you could slice and fry with bacon and garlic, but Mum would never have done that.
Bacon's
in other news, I was spared mushy peas, though.
Mushy peas are fine.
Mushy peas are the bomb.
They're just...
Karen, we need to chat. And then Kane.
Oh, no, can you just push it in because it's making the wits.
Okay. Then Kane from Auckland, West Auckland, agreed. Plain boiled sprouts aren't nice, but garlic always goes down great.
Mm-hmm.
Reese, who's normally a contributor, sent us this beautiful meme. I presume that means no.
What I love about this is you've gone and you've copied this onto a Word document.
Oh, I've done it all.
And then, of course,
who should appear as always? Mr. Positive in all of our food polls, Corin.
Yep.
In Brussels, they are just literally referred to as sprouts.
To be fair, I normally just refer to them as sprouts. But they also have mung bean sprouts as well.
So I said, Corin, on that basis, when Jean-Claude Van Damme is in Brussels, is he just called the Mussels from?
The Mussels from. Oh, well. Oh, well.
Which Corin came back at me again and went, they just call him Mussels. In Turkey, they don't call it Turkish Delight, they call it just Delight. These are common facts that really don't require question.
Oh, well.
Shelley from Auckland, yes, but only if slightly burnt. And then John from Auckland, opposite of a sprout equals sprint. So I presume that means no. You see the difficulty I have of trying to decipher what the hell is going on with our audience members. So anyway,
yes, please,
a very, very simple poll this week with only three options. In third place with 12%, yes, please, but they make me very windy.
Okay.
Yeah. In second place, and this absolutely just like tears me apart.
Hell no.
With 32%, hell no. Which means Brussels sprouts, 56% of all people that answered our poll was a yes, please.
They're a tasty veggie.
They are gross.
They're such a good veggie.
Get them out of my life.
No.
Next.
Okay.
Welcome to the third and footlong news desk, where earlier we revealed, for the first time anywhere in the world, that pre-season took place this weekend.
Well, no, no one knew.
No one knew. No, not until we just broke that news.
No, but did you see the news of today? Von Miller returning home to Dallas.
Yes.
Signing with the Cowboys.
That's not his home.
Well, it's where he lives most of the
year. I know, but that's not his home. We all know where Von Miller's home is.
No, well, he has his ranch, you know, he has his whole chicken farm where he's like...
The Denver Broncos is where Von Miller...
38,000 chickens.
Von, my first two pieces of news were about the preseason, and then we went, nah, let's not talk about the preseason.
Well, we just weren't sure if we were going to have time for the preseason.
But we will find some. If it isn't this week, we'll accumulate week one and two together.
I know, and then switch
I'll
it
do
next
a bit
week.
Of a... Who's the quarterback that always does that? Oh, Bryce
Huddle.
Young, he always does that.
It means huddle up.
The Seattle Seahawks are expected to sign cornerback Terrion Arnold amidst his ongoing legal situation.
Yes, very interesting. Should we talk about Panthers since we know we have a Panthers fan listener?
Yes.
Keep pounding.
Keep getting pounded.
Darren Waller is going to the Panthers on a one-year deal.
I think that's not a bad deal.
No, I think it's quite a good
deal. I think that's a good deal for them. They're in need of some skill, especially after that offensive display this weekend.
Can we talk about the man in purple who is the starting quarterback?
Haynes King could be good if he wasn't bloody injured.
I know.
Atlanta Falcons defensive end James Pierce Jr. has handed an 8-game suspension for violating the NFL personal conduct policy.
Not surprising at all. The Vikings have named Kyler Murray starter. Also not surprising at all.
Yes. the tour being named as a starter thing kind of took a bit of a hit this weekend, in other news. The Steelers extended defensive tackle Keanu Benton.
No, and then we've also got Quinnen Williams extended by the Cowboys on a 3-year, $105.9 million contract. Another DT. Not being paid.
Arizona Cardinals second-round offensive lineman Chase Bisontis suffered a torn MCL and is scheduled for surgery, threatening his rookie campaign.
Also, Jeremiah Love injured in his week-to-week with a high ankle sprain.
I know.
God, Cardinals, I'm so sorry.
The Chicago Bears...
Bear down.
...won't change the name of the stadium amid potential stadium relocation.
Oh, yeah, and they'll still be the Chicago Bears, even if they're in Hammond, Indiana.
Puka Nacur and Josh Jacobs may potentially be starting the season with suspensions, but Rashee Rice seemingly won't. Doesn't apply to Chiefs wide receiver.
Lions have lost their center for 8 to 10 weeks with a broken wrist.
Yes. The New England Patriots have locked up Hunter Henry throughout the 2028 season.
And Devin Witherspoon is now the highest paid cornerback in the league. 4-year, $132 million extension, averaging $33 million a year.
Not bad. Did you do Quinnen Williams?
Yeah, I did it.
Yeah, cool.
DT.
Yeah, DT. College football news.
Yes. Do you want to talk about... LSU, Darren. I'm sorry, what's happening down there?
Yes, so Jaden Daniels seems to have got upset by someone at LSU because they've allowed someone to play in the number 5 shirt, which he thinks should be retired. And now all the memes are out about Jaden Daniels, like anything now with a number 5 in your car. So now we can't do a high.
Yeah.
We have to do a high 4. Attorneys for the Washington Commanders quarterback and former Heisman winner sent a cease and desist to LSU.
I don't really side with Jaden Daniels in this. I think Joe Burrow means something different to LSU. Jaden Daniels, he had a great run at LSU. He's not really LSU, if you know what I mean. Like, he's not the quarterback from LSU. He was a quarterback that was at LSU.
He won the Heisman Trophy.
Great.
That's it. He was good. Didn't take them to the playoffs. Didn't take them to a championship. Joe Burrow, greatest offense that any college team has ever seen.
Very different. Very different.
4 million touchdowns and about 1 interception. Won the national championship.
I don't really... So, like, the cease and desist, if that's the business, like, that's fine. Business is business, 100%. Go for it as you will. I think it has been blown out of proportion a bit, but yeah. Can I ask you a question?
Please do.
Did you look at the preseason rankings released by college football before the rankings?
Yes.
Texas Tech at number 8. I was a bit surprised by that.
Yes.
I was very surprised by
a lot of the 12.
But that one really threw me. Because they don't really have the quarterback that they wanted after that whole saga with Brendan Sorsley.
Yes.
Why are they still number 8? Like, I really couldn't quite get there. And, you know, like, you're trying to work it out, and I couldn't.
No.
Yes, there's a few that, but that one threw me the most. I don't know if there was anything else you wanted to comment on the preseason rankings of college football before we get into our college prediction.
Well, my wife just texted me to go, I'm listening. I don't know if I've said something that I shouldn't.
Keep pounding.
Keep getting pounded. Not her, though.
No, she is a Panthers fan. She is a Panthers fan, and their whole thing is to keep pounding. Jesus, no.
Alabama Crimson Star injured running back AK Dear is projected to miss roughly 6 weeks of action. We're definitely getting fired this week after picking up an ankle injury during preseason scrimmage. If only somebody listened to this show, we would get fired.
I know, just blame the Panthers for that one, though.
Oregon Ducks concerned running back. Something about running backs this week. Jordan Davison suffered a collarbone injury in 4 and is in danger of missing the start of a regular season.
That's all I had.
Okay, I got one more.
Yes.
Ohio State adjustments. Ohio State have shifted its traditional senior day celebration forward to the season opener rather than the regular season finale against Michigan.
Shall we move to our college predictions then?
Oh, you want to go straight there? Let's do it.
Okay.
Look at you, Lincoln. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, this is happening.
Wow.
Fun times.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
So, yes, after our what are likely to be horrific NFL predictions last week, we are bringing you more horrific predictions this week.
I know. So, we're going to do our 12 college playoff predictions. We have the conference championships, and then we have the six other teams that we thought were going to make it, or seven, depending. Darren,
I just got the 12.
Six, yeah.
I just got the 12.
Okay.
I got some on the cusps as well.
On the cusps.
On the cusps.
So, ACC championship, I have the Miami Hurricanes.
Yes.
Of the Canes making it.
Yes. Probably still with Mario Cristobal. First coach. So, yeah. Yes.
Big Ten, I have Ohio State. I think it was hard to not put them in the college playoffs.
I think a lot of people are bigging up Oregon, but I'm bigging up Oregon.
I do have Oregon, however, making the playoffs.
Yes, me too. Yes.
Yeah. Big 12, I have the Utah Utes.
Do you know?
I do have the Utah Utes, yes.
See, I was torn here. I understand what you're saying about Texas Tech, but they were defensively, like, ferocious last year. But BYU are looking good.
I have BYU in the playoffs.
Yes,
so
BYU.
I have Utah Utes and BYU in the playoffs.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
And the SEC.
I have the Georgia Bulldogs.
Yeah, I've got Georgia as well. Ooh. Texas, I think Texas could be...
I have Texas in the playoffs as well as another one, yeah.
Yeah.
Group of six championship. I have Boise State.
Yeah, Boise State. I got Boise State as well. Yes.
Okay.
Right, so...
Should we run through the other non-championship ones?
Yes.
For the rest of the... To fill out our 12?
Yes, go for it.
So, I have the Indiana Hoosiers as well. I was a bit on the fence about putting them back in, but I think because of the quarterback they got, Josh Hoover, I think... They should be all right.
I'm kind of struggling with them.
Yeah, it's
I've
hard
got
to
them.
Put them
I've
back
got
in.
Them in there as well. I just wonder whether they were just a one season and then they.
Yeah, that was. Then I thought, though, no, they do have a ton of fun team backing them now, but they were. So I put them in instead of Texas A&M. So I do not have Texas A&M in my top 12.
Okay, I do have A&M in my top 12.
I have the Independent, the Fighting Irish. I have Notre Dame.
Yes, I've got Notre Dame as well.
I also have the Oklahoma Sooners.
Yes, I have Oklahoma. Yes, I have them listed.
And then my last one, and I'm going to do a double whammy here, okay? So for my Heisman, I have Kevin Jennings, SMU quarterback, for my Heisman candidate, and then I have the SMU Mustangs in the top 12.
Do you now?
That is my big thing. There you go.
Do you know the real... Do you know I told you I had major issues with my thing and it lost everything?
Did you have the SMU Mustang?
No, I did not have the SMU Mustang, so it definitely lost that. But it's lost all the work that I did about the Heisman.
Do you remember who you had, though, at least?
No.
Did you have the Miami quarterback?
No, I didn't have a quarterback.
Oh, you didn't have a quarterback?
No, so I may have to come back to you. Do you want me to come to the other teams that I got in my 12?
Yeah, go for the other teams.
I've got Alabama because what happens is...
Yeah, Alabama,
What happens is the college football will just invent something that gets Alabama in, whether they're going to be in or not. I desperately did not want to put them in. I think they're going to be average at best.
So I put BYU over them. I just wanted to be slightly different.
LSU?
Yep.
I think LSU will have a great season.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to win the SEC.
I struggled to put Arkansas Razorbacks into the top 12. I'm very sorry. I do love you still, Suey.
But I can't love you that much.
I really can't. I'm so sorry.
And I had Oregon and Texas.
Nice. Texas Longhorns. Hook 'em.
Yeah. Arch Manning. I did have Arch Manning on my shortlist of
Heisman candidates.
I must have deleted it by accident.
You didn't have a quarterback. Did
no,
you have the
I
wide
did
receiver?
Not. I did have
OSU?
A wide receiver.
From OSU, Ohio State?
No, this is so annoying. If we can talk for like 30 seconds, I might be able
to. Okay, well, I can go through my national championship game. I think is Miami's going to be back there. I think they're going to be versing Ohio State, and I think Ohio State will be national champions again. And that is who I have, Julian Sayin.
Yeah, they've got a great team. It might have been the wide receiver from Ohio State,
that's
actually.
That's right, last year.
Yes, I think it might be the wide receiver from Ohio State is who I did have because of having Julian Sain. Now, the problem with Julian Sain last year is he started off amazing.
And then he
And then he capitulated. Yeah. I think an SEC team is finally going to get back to the national championship.
I'm assuming you have LSU, right?
Of course. No. I think if anyone's going to get there, it's going to be Georgia.
Who'd have loved you just shocked if you're on right now and we're like, Alabama.
Oh.
You'd be like, what?
But the college, but the NCAA will do whatever they can to get Alabama as far as they can.
But if you put them up, you'd be like, oh my God.
No.
How are you going to go to work?
Even if I thought it was going to be Alabama, I wouldn't put them in. I did toy with Texas.
I can't get behind them fully.
I think they've got a very strong team this year.
Yeah.
Everyone's bigging up Notre Dame, but I just don't think they're going to get there.
No.
I don't think the strength of schedule in the season is good enough to last out the season. I think if anyone from the SEC is going to get there, it's probably going to be Georgia.
Georgia.
I'd love it to be LSU.
Bulldogs.
So, yes. And then I think my Heisman was the wide receiver from
OSU. Yeah.
But while we go on to our next section, I am going to do some very quick work. Okay. And I will work it out for you.
Sure. So, would you like to do divisions next, I'm guessing?
Let's do that. Because we've only got one division left to do.
I know, and it is our division.
Of our Detroit Lions.
Let's go! So, Detroit and the rest of the NFC North are playing NFC South and AFC East this year for their divisions. Last year, the Bears were first, then the Packers, Vikings, and sadly, our Lions were last.
Now, I'm just trying to find my bit on the Detroit Lions because I went to try and be really smart and thought I could do college football at the same time and blew it. Sixth season under general manager Brad Holmes and head coach Dan Campbell, coming back from a 9-8 campaign. Opened their 2026 season with obviously that tight loss to the Bengals. Their over-under is 10.5.
Yes, so is the Packers, which I was surprised that they were matched. But they drafted Blake Miller on offensive tackle, Derek Moore, the edge, and Jimmy Rolder at linebacker. It'll be interesting to see how it goes this year with the new offensive coordinator, Drew Petzing.
The centre position has faced turbulence due to a wrist injury, sideline newcomer Cade Mays for several weeks, forcing reps towards Juice Scruggs.
I know, who they traded
what a great
away.
Name.
And David
Seth
McLaughlin. Montgomery for, yeah. So it's going to be Isaiah Pacheco as the David Montgomery bruiser type, and then we've got, obviously, potential offensive player of the year, Jahmyr Gibbs.
Yes. Dan Campbell and the front office has emphasised a heightened sense of urgency and have asked the team to recapture their physical identity.
I think it's interesting because Isaac Tesla, who was potentially going to be their wide receiver 3, behind, obviously, Amon-Ra St. Brown and Jameson Williams, is really struggling. So I find this sad because he's obviously an Arkansas Razorback, but it's sad because he did very poorly in the preseason game. He's not doing well. Cleef Raymond actually went to the Bears, so there's now not that wide receiver 3 for the Lions. So it'll be interesting, but yeah, it really depends on what their line play is going to be like, both defense and offensive line.
They do benefit from a favourable last place schedule.
Yes, they do.
Matching up against fewer 2025 playoff squads, providing a smoother pathway.
Can I ask you, would you feel better about the Lions if they traded for Josh Sweat or Kayvon Thibodeau? Because I'd feel a lot better about them.
Oh, Thibodeau.
Yeah, if you traded for Josh Sweat, who was really, really good last year for the Cardinals, or Kayvon Thibodeau, I think that would be fantastic. So please, Lions.
Do you reckon either of those are actually going to get released by anyone?
Kayvon Thibodeau, I reckon he could. Well, he's so far down the pecking order in the Giants, why not trade him? You're not going to pay him, so yeah. That's just
They started well under their new coach.
Yeah. Should we go to the Packers then, who are also somehow over under is 10.5, which I was very surprised by. They obviously didn't have their first round pick this year. I do think, and I do wonder, did the Packers went all in last year, tried to get Micah Parsons? They were actually playing very well until they lost Micah Parsons and Tucker Kraft. Have they accidentally shot themselves in the foot for the next few years?
You said they played well. They lost to the Carolina Panthers.
No, they played well for the first part until they lost Tucker Kraft and Micah Parsons, and then it all fell apart. They were actually playing very decently up until then. Once you lost your key offensive player and your key defensive player, they just fell apart.
This is their 106th NFL season, by the way. It's funny how it's been written. This is the 106th NFL season under Matt LaFleur. I don't think it is.
No.
I think it's their 106th season.
Fantastic.
Comma. under Matt LaFleur.
You also have the issue of the running back. Is Josh Jacobs going to be Is he going to be suspended?
Is he going to be suspended?
Mm-hmm.
And Matt LaFleur's on the hot seat. Got to be. He has to be.
You've had massive turnover in the wide receiver room. You've lost Dontavian Wicks and Romeo Doubs. Like, it will be interesting to see the offense this year. It'll be interesting to see the Packers as a whole. I don't think they're going to be coming first in the division.
Two new coordinators, defensive coordinator Jonathan Gannon.
Yep.
Interesting.
Cardinals, yep.
Yes. And special teams coordinator Cam Accord. Jordan Love, is he?
I think he's a good quarterback.
I think he's a good quarterback, but is he Brett Favre? Is he Aaron Rodgers? Is he... I mean, they're not moving away from him at the minute. I think he's good enough that you would not move away from him, right?
Vikings, over-under is 8.5, have finally declared the starter for Kyler Murray.
Interesting, the Vikings are the season openers to the Green Bay Packers. Yeah. Oh.
Will Brian Flores' defense hold up, as they were punching well above their weight last year with the talent? I have to say, though, after watching their preseason game, I'm like, oh, yeah, no, Brian Flores is still good on defense.
Well, this is their 66th season in the NFL, and they are in transition under new general manager Nolan Teasley. So the Vikings, you know, 2 years ago, they had Sam Darnold. They got there. He had a mare. He was seeing ghosts. They let him go, and they have been all over the place at the QB.
Vikings offensive weapons, still outstanding, though.
Oh.
Like, you kind of go, like, Kyler Murray, you've got to do it.
But are they wasting Justin Jefferson?
And Jordan Addison.
Yeah.
And everyone else on that team. There's quite a few really good offensive skill weapons on that team. The defense is good. Like, sorry, Brian Flores does do a good defense. The quarterback has to deliver.
Do you think McCarthy has been unlucky?
With where he went?
No, with him, like, kind of being ditched for Kyler Murray. I don't see Kyler Murray as a massive... like, increase in talent.
Oh, he's definitely an increase in talent from J.J. McCarthy.
What, because he can run?
No, because he can actually process the defense. The one thing you need to do at quarterback.
They also have T.J. Hockenson as well, right?
Mm-hmm, they do. Bear down.
Yes, indeed. So, I don't know. I think they could be last in that division.
Vikings?
Yeah.
No, I reckon Packers.
Yeah, Packers are not good either. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I definitely don't think it's going to be the Lions.
No.
I think if it is the Lions, I think Dan Campbell's then potentially looking at an exit.
I think he'd get one more year.
Yeah.
Because he brought the Lions back from what would be Tartarus of a pit of terribleness. Like, I think he gets a bit more leeway. The Bears, though, over-under's 9.5. They drafted Dylan Thineman, the safety, Logan Jones, the centre, and Sam Roosh, the tight end. They did lose DJ Moore, Tremaine Edmonds, and Jaquan Brisker. But, yeah, like I said, they added Khalif Raymond over from the Lions on wide receiver. I think it'll be interesting to see if the offensive line can again hold up, if, obviously, Caleb Williams can develop. Is the defense still going to be good? Because it was very reliant on turnovers last year, which is a very risky way to do it. But, obviously, Dennis Allen is a pretty good defensive coordinator. So the Bears is pretty much, can you do it again, is my main thing.
Yeah, and Ben Johnson's second year. So it's going to be interesting to see. He's going to have now had a good year to see what's in that building. Everyone's really high on Caleb Williams.
And Ben Johnson, because he's a very intense person.
Yes.
Like a very...
Both come across as very intense people, actually.
And you know, like, sometimes intense people don't do well long-term in a place because they're too intense.
Oh, old mate, Josh McDaniel.
Mm.
Classic example.
It's just too
intense. As a coordinator, yes. As a head coach, no.
So you kind of, yeah. So it'll be interesting. And pretty much, can you do it again?
Yeah. Chris Taylor handles offensive coordinator duties. DeAndre Swift, Caleb Williams. I think this is a year for Caleb Williams. He's got to really prove himself because his pass percentage completion rate has been
terrible. Yeah. Yeah, it's been terrible.
And he's not going to get away with this running around and running like he used to do at USC and what he got away with last year.
Because he's not even that good at scrambling. Like, it's, you know, Lamar Jackson did a lot in the beginning of his career. He was very good and he made people look foolish when he went scrambling. Like, he was at a different level of a scrambler. Same with, like, Cam Newton and stuff. Caleb Williams is not that.
Yeah, they've got some depth crisis at secondary with Kyler Gordon calf. And they've got some safety Kobe issues.
Bryant is out for 8 to 10 weeks.
Yes.
And that was obviously the big signing over from the Seahawks. So that's unfortunate because they obviously did lose quite a few on the back end.
Yes.
Yeah. Cool times. Should we go to Monday Night Showdown?
Did we do the Steelers?
The Steelers in the NFC North.
Oh, no. What am I talking about? Yeah, carry on. Yeah. It's because you mentioned them earlier. I was like, why are we talking about Steelers? But I'll go back to the Steelers. I don't know. Everything about my entire thing tonight is just gone.
The Steelers and the AFC North did versus each other in the preseason game.
They did. That's right.
Mike McCarthy and Aaron Rodgers.
And what a dog game that was.
It was terrible, oh, yeah.
What a dog game that was.
Should we go to Monday Night Show?
Oh, can we go anywhere, but? I think I'm still stressed because of my loss of my Heisman Trophy people. I could not, because I told you before, didn't I? It was like I'd got this recovered version,
yeah,
which had lost everything. And then when I found the full version, it had then still lost the Heisman Trophy.
That is awful.
Anyway, tonight, Monday Night Showdown, brought to you courtesy of me.
You.
Me.
Yes.
Yes. So I'm going to give you some teams.
Yes.
I'm going to give you 8 of them.
Okay.
The New England Patriots.
Okay.
The Broncos.
Yep.
The Panthers.
Panthers,
hello,
yep.
Panthers listeners. The Seahawks.
Keep pounding. 12th man.
The Jaguars. Duval. The Eagles.
Fly, Eagles, fly.
The Bears.
Bear down.
And the Steelers.
I can't remember the Steelers, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Terrible Tales.
Oh, Terrible Tales, yeah.
It's Renegade, isn't it? I can't remember what Renegade sounds like, though, as a sound.
Do you know what all those teams have in common?
I can scream things for them?
No.
Okay.
They all won their divisions last year.
Oh, that's nice for them.
So a few weeks ago, we did worst to first.
Oh, you want to do
tonight,
first to worst?
We are doing first to worst.
Sure thing.
So which of these 8 teams is going to regress the most and most likely to finish bottom of their division? But if you have the chance and you were to rank them into the order of worst to first of the 8, like who will be the best of those, mm-hmm. who will be the worst of those. So that is tonight's Monday Night Showdown, is we are going first to worst.
So I'm ranking my most likely
to be the worst.
Panthers.
Yeah, all the way. Yeah.
Okay. I've got 3 so far. I'm working for
it.
I will
fine.
Keep typing, but Panthers,
but
I'm sorry, keep pounding. NFC South. Pretty much you're either going to go 8 or 9 or 9 or 9 and 8. That's how that division works. I think the Panthers are very unlucky. I think they may have been bitten by the injury bug because they've got quite a few people who are quite important going down for them.
I think the other problem as well, while you're kind of doing your stuff, the other problem as well is I don't really rate their head coach.
No.
I don't really rate Canales. He's very, very wishy-washy at press conferences. And I'm like, if that's how he is in the dressing room. And also, I do not believe, and this is going to horrify Panthers fans listening, I do not believe that Bryce Young is their quarterback of the future.
I don't either.
I really think they have got a problem there. We'll get to the preseason games because I think we will have time tonight, but there's a lot of work to be done in Charlotte.
Yes.
Who did you have as your second?
Second, I have the Bears. I also think that this is more division-led in that I think it would be very easy for the Bears to come last, but all of the teams in that division are very competitive. I think often there's divisional matchups between the Bears, the Packers, Bears, Vikings, and it's very hard in that division to play each other, so that's why they came second. I do think they'll still have a good record even if they come last.
I think they're going to have a winning record.
Yes.
I think it could be a 9-8, 10-7 kind of winning record. Caleb Williams, as we talked about, has to play a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
Who did you have next?
Next, I had the Patriots. That's mainly because they have the implosion factor and that it could all go really bad. I know this was a bit of a throw, but it's just more, oh my God, if everything goes wrong, if something else comes out that's terrible about Mike Vrabel, Christian Gonzalez is now apparently very unhappy with the ownership and potentially might ask for a trade. So that's not great. You have AJ Brown, who I do love as a wide receiver, but who's quite volatile. Drake May's a very soft-spoken quarterback. I don't know if he'll take control of the situation if that arises. The offensive line still could be an issue. And then the defense still has to be great, which it was middling last year.
Yeah.
And if you don't have Christian Gonzalez, you probably wouldn't have made it all the way to Super Bowl. So
I think it'll be interesting. We saw what AJ Brown did in Philadelphia with Jalen Hurts and that sort of alpha sort of setup, and going to the Patriots with Drake May and you're not throwing to me enough. And
you know,
I mean, I know he's gone 1,000 yards, 7 out of the last 8 seasons, but him and Diggs and, you know,
Stephon Diggs,
Antonio Brown, you know, you get those and Terrell Owens and people like that. They really do disrupt a team, and it's quite interesting. You look at most of their team, they don't win a Super Bowl.
Yeah. So, number 4, who I think you could have put 3, Jaguars. I do have them making the playoffs. They didn't make many moves this year, but they did keep quite a good core coaching staff. I quite like Liam Cohen. I like Campanelli on the defensive side. I think the Jaguars also, just because of the division they're in, I think it'll be hard for them to come last.
Yes.
Sorry to
did you know
yourself.
That Anthony Richardson still played football?
Yes,
I had no idea he still played.
So, so that's kind of where I ended up. Do you know, everyone's thinking Anthony Richardson's going to go to the Browns? And I was like, I can 100% see that.
Oh, God, 100%.
You can see it. You can see us talking about it next week. That's what's going to happen.
Oh, well, I think we're going to probably get 5 minutes to talk about it tonight. Oh, my God.
Next I have, again, this is an implosion team. I don't think they will this year, but, obviously they can. The Eagles. Because they're either fantastic or they're just what is going on. And if they have another what is going on year, they could easily come last in that division.
Well, the first 6 weeks of last year, they were fantastic. And then the second
half, they were just lucky.
They just absolutely imploded.
Last year, they won because their division was so terrible. So that's what happened.
Okay, yes. I just had a text message that said, I've lost your station.
Oh, no.
I'm not. But we're still here.
We're still here.
Yes.
Next I have the Steelers. Again, I think it would be hard for the Steelers to come last in that division just because of who else is in that division. But yes, they're very competitive. I do believe they're going to win the AFC North, so that's it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you really?
Yeah, I do. I have faith in the Steelers.
Aaron Rodgers, 42. You could see him and Mike McCarthy. That just ain't going to work.
I don't know. So that I'm still. I have faith in the Steelers. The Steelers
you
are always good. Yeah.
I was expecting the Steelers to come out in the first 3.
I have faith in the Steelers. They're just always there. I don't know what it is about them, but they're always there. They're always.
But this ain't the Mike Tomlin Steelers anymore,
it's
though.
Still the Steelers, though. And the Steelers have always been good. Since after the 70s, after the Steel Curtain, they've just been good. It's just the Steelers.
Are you surprised that Tomlin did not hang around?
No.
To try and do, to try and get that record of most winning seasons? Because I know
that
if Belichick was given one chance to go back to the NFL, he would go back at 85 to get the most wins.
No, because I don't actually think that's what Mike Tomlin cares about.
No.
Just from how he talks and how he interacts with his life. I think he's very much a life person versus a records and history and legacy thing.
Doesn't care about quarterbacks either.
No. Broncos I have next.
Okay.
Again, I think it would be very hard for the Broncos to be worse than some of the teams in their division, specifically one team that's found in Las Vegas. So that's why they're... And then the other one again... This was more just who do I think would be harder, and it's actually just because the Cardinals are playing so well this year that I have the Seahawks. I think would be very hard to go last.
The Broncos have got an awful first 7 weeks.
Yeah, they do.
If they could come out of that 4-3 or 5-2,
then they're fine.
They're not
going to come last in their division.
No,
and
they should
the
not.
Seahawks. It was pretty much it. It was yeah.
Well, they're the two number one seeds from last year, right?
Yeah.
The AFC, NFC, number one seeds.
It would
seeds.
Be very hard for either team to come last, especially because of their division. Sorry.
Thank you. That concludes Monday Night Showdown in First to Worst.
First to Worst.
First to Worst.
First to Worst.
So.
Hopefully not us.
We've got a little bit of time left.
Shall we talk about the preseason?
Shall we talk about preseason week one?
Let's go. I don't have any sound for it, sorry.
It was me. I was like waiting for a big sort of sound effect to come on.
It's also making a very weird sound, so I've unplugged it.
Big losers for me this weekend.
Go. The Browns.
The Browns.
Situation.
Good Lord. I'm glad they're not our team again this year, you know.
Oh, it is so terrible.
Shadur Sanders. Oh, shocking. Deshaun Watson actually didn't look horrific.
Oh, but do you know so many other quarterbacks played this weekend that were better than Deshaun Watson, though, that you kind of go, oh, my God.
There was a surprising amount of teams that played their ones.
Yeah.
Like the Denver Broncos were like ones everywhere on the pitch. They had Sertan, they had Bowles, they had
I think people were trying
Sutton,
to
yeah.
not come out slow. Do you know how lots of teams came out slow out of the gate last year? I think they're really trying to not do that.
I think the Browns, us having them in the top five picks, I think they're a shoo-in for that.
Yeah.
They were worse than what I thought they were going to be.
Casey Concepcion did look good, though.
Yes.
He looked like a first-round wide receiver. You're like, oh, damn, he's good.
Other big losers, the Atlanta Falcons.
Oh, God.
They were dreadful.
Sorry, where is Michael Penix? Is he in the room? Can he come back? Because that was terrible.
That was shocking.
That was
Tua
really bad.
Tua was appalling.
Can Michael Penix please make to the field? Please move. Please hurry. Oh, my God.
Kevin Stefanski. I mean, he's just taken the Cleveland Browns. And they're now the Atlanta Browns. They had like Drake London on the field. They had.
That was so bad.
Pierce was playing. The Broncos tore them. And the Broncos didn't even try in the second half.
Also, can I just point out about this game? The Broncos had 10 different players to make rushing attempts. Just searching for the running back for the Broncos.
Jonah Coleman.
Is anyone out
Jonah
there?
Jonah Coleman looked good.
They're going to ET like anyone out there. Come please run for the Broncos. They're just trying to find someone.
No, the new play caller called me and he said, that co-host of yours that keeps saying we have no running game, I'll show them this week how much of a running game we've got.
10 people.
And we won't even start our number one guy either.
Because he's injured.
Irrelevant.
Not irrelevant.
Irrelevant.
Because he's injured. Please just get a bloody running back.
I tell you the other big losers this week.
Yes.
Carolina Panthers.
Yeah.
Absolutely flaccid. That.
With Haynes King. Where did he?
Well, Haynes King's injured.
Please come back.
Haynes King's injured. Bryce Young. Now, was it Bryce Young or was it the offensive? Because the offensive line was like a turnstile.
Both.
Yeah.
Just both.
I think
in combination don't.
There's a lot of Carolina Panther chat groups at the moment that are like, where's Haynes King, please?
They did get a garbage time touchdown in
That's
the last
right.
4 seconds of the game.
They did that the week before as well in the Hall of Fame game.
Yeah.
I mean, that one was to win, but yeah. I don't think the Bills looked particularly amazing.
No.
Josh Allen looked great.
Josh Allen and DJ Moore connecting was obviously a great thing for Bills fans to see. I think they'd be
How
very
did you feel about that,
that,
Carolina? Watching your 18-yard quarterback that you traded DJ Moore for.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
Vikings
sadly lost Jamal Adams. That was always sad when you see veterans get hurt, and he is done for the season. Giants. Jackson Dart had a lot to say about the medical situation.
Oh, and
post game,
have we seen that anywhere else that head coach has been by any chance?
I know, but Jackson Dart, did you see the hit he took? It was a big hit.
And this, we've talked about this before, right? He takes too many hits.
That one was because the running back forgot to block. Yeah,
but you can't do that. He got knocked out of the game. He got knocked out.
Mm-hmm.
Last year.
Well, they thought he was going to be knocked out this game. It was just like deja vu.
It was shocking.
Yep. Were you surprised to see that Zach Wilson was the quarterback for the Saints?
Yes.
He appears to have supplanted
It didn't. Yeah, it's. I didn't really understand that, but the Saints blew a lead.
Yes,
they kind of blew that pretty badly. Your Texans looked awful on offense.
Yeah,
I mean, I know they didn't
have their defense.
Yeah, their defense that gave up 27.
No, but can we talk about the defensive star?
Yes, please do.
Ramsey on defense.
Yes.
He looked so good. And you got to say, I was like, oh, look, we found a number one. To be fair, it was like the third stringers defense out there for the Texans.
The Jets didn't look good.
No.
I mean, yeah, the Buccaneers, who we think have got problems, kind of really didn't really struggle that much with them.
They weren't exactly stellar, though.
No.
They have Garrett Green on special teams in receiving, so he looks like he put some good film out there, but yeah.
I'm pretty confident of my team that are going to be picking first next year, by the way.
Oh, yes?
The Dolphins.
Do you know what, though? Achan really proved that he is the superstar on the Dolphins, because there was no one else there except him.
Because the Commanders are rubbish, in my opinion, and they made the Dolphins look like trash.
It was just Achan.
I tell you someone else who surprised me.
Oh, who else surprised you?
The Eagles. They were awful. They didn't really have a lot of starters there, but they were rubbish.
Yeah.
The Ravens, who I'd probably say are a higher mid-team.
So the Eagles had 18 minutes of possession on offense. So that's really poor. And they had a total across rushing and... in passing, 159 yards. So, really not going well there for the Eagles' offense. Eagles' defense did, however, play well, considering they were on the field for 40 minutes, which is a very long time to ask a defense to be out there.
Do you want to know winner of the week?
Who's the winner of the week for you?
A winner.
Drew Allar from the Steelers?
Drew Allar played great, yeah. Mm-hmm. Ty Simpson, after I crushed that pick.
I thought you were going to avoid talking about that.
No. I've got to. Sometimes you just got to take it, right? You just got to take the medicine. And okay, it was only preseason. It was against a bunch of average Chiefs, but
21 for 25, 190 yards, and two touchdowns was Ty Simpson. Yeah.
Now, does that say a lot about Ty Simpson, or does that say a lot about the Chiefs?
Yeah, I mean, the Chiefs, Justin Fields. It's always just so entertaining to watch. Because he's just like, I'm just walking back here, just walking. And then suddenly we'll be like, 10-yard gain. Like, he is just so funny to watch running the ball because it just looks so casual to him. He's like, oh, you're going to try tackle me? No, I'll just glide past you.
He's rubbish.
So smoothly. But running in the ball, he's fantastic.
Garrett Nussmeier looked all right.
I'm surprised you were even going to bring up that name.
Not at all because, yeah. I had to praise an Alabama player.
To talk about your...
To finally, eventually find a way to get to an LSU player in that game.
Should we talk about the two quarterbacks for Dallas? I do think there's a quarterback battle happening at the backup situation. And Howell and Milton both played really, really well.
Yeah, Milton played well.
No, really well. I was like, damn, good job. Good job, Dallas.
There is going to be a few quarterback backup battles.
Yeah, definitely.
I think the Dolphins have found their future quarterback, Malik Willis.
Really?
Yeah.
He's not a backup, though.
No, I'm saying I think they found, I think they've actually found their starter.
I was like, where are these backup quarterback battles? Let's talk about this Dolphins starter right now, because that's not backup.
Just turned myself off, sorry.
I know, you're just so taken. I reckon Cade Klubnik on the backup queue
is
definitely going to be playing some starter this year.
He's going to be playing, and Carson Beck.
Yeah, Carson Beck, 100%.
So, you know, there's going to be some jostling going on there as well.
I'm going to talk about my Arkansas Razorback, Mike Washington, with a beautiful 53-yard run for the Raiders. I was like, there we go, good job, let's go Razorbacks.
Well, I'm very surprised that we got as far as the Jaguars and you did not take the opportunity to talk about your Razorback kicker.
No, I thought I'd go instead for the running back that's coming up. Let's go.
Let's go Raiders. So a lot to talk about in week one. Lots of ones were playing, which I was surprised. But yeah, that gets us through. We'll be back next week where we will talk about preseason. Week two, Anthony Richardson probably playing again. Can the Texans actually score any points?
Maybe for the Browns.
And that'll be us for tonight. A packed show. We managed to fit way more in than what we'd think.
I know.
So, that is me. My name's Darren Lees.
And I'm DT.
Don't forget to follow us on all those socials. And we'll see you back next Monday at 6:30 p.m.
One 104.6.